And we're back at Akron Farm Supply one last time here to visit with Gary Holt. Gary, it's amazing. Everybody gets really busy. Customer service is at a high when I'm here on the radio. You notice that?
Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah. Everybody gets busy.
They get busy. They're going to, two or three people waiting on one guy, so they ain't got to talk on the radio.
Yeah. You guys work a lot. I know with your young people here. Princeton and surrounding counties, Crittenden County, surrounding counties. You guys are really good about working with folks, Lyon County, by the young people, whether it be 4-H or FFA.
Yes, we've always done that. I think the Akron family's always supported every ball team in the world because they love sports. And no matter how young or what up, we would support them. And now we're supporting them and the rodeo people. We think we supported some to go to the FFA convention last week. You know, young people, we take pride into helping them. And if they're willing to do go the time, we're willing to help put the money there to go. We've also worked with the school and had some young people come in and help us. We worry about where the workforce is coming from, but we've had the last 3 years had an exchange student from, and they've been great. We've got one now, Jackie Farmer's working in the office with us. She's done a great job. We had Kobe last year working in the warehouse. And he's going on to seminary school, but he's done a great job. So there is a lot of good young people still out there, that, and if we get behind them and support them, I think they're going to be fine.
I think that's what it's all about. You know, you got to teach them right. And this world's different than what it was when you and I grew up, Gary. And just learning work ethic. And that's what it takes a business like this to help kids learn to work good work ethic. That's fantastic.
Yes, it does. You know, and not only is that the kids' fault. You know, when we grew up, I grew up around the back of hay and cattle, you know, and you knew what stuff was. Well, I had to get a bowl of weed eating out there and told him weed eating around the head shoe. Well, Gary, what's a head shoot? I took it for granted he knew that, but he did a good job. He just hadn't been around nothing. That wasn't his fault. Somebody got to teach him and take time to teach him and train him, and he turned out to be a good worker. But it was funny. He didn't know what anything was.
What is it? And, you know, I think that's what you see. A place like Akron, you're giving a lot of folks a good opportunity over the years. You've got folks that have been here with you many years, Shane and William and all your, a lot of your folks have been here with you many, many years.
Yes, we have. Well, you know, I've been here 50, and Donald Manning behind me, 48, I think. He accused me of jipping him a year because he worked at the farm 1 year.
So yeah, right.
He may have 49 on me. I don't know for sure. But anyway, 48, we got some. David Huffstutter, he retired. He was 40-something years. We got several 30. We got some 20. So, you know, it must be a pretty good, the family's been good to work for. And the Akers family is right there with us. They work right beside us. Dean Akers, before he passed, you know, as long as he's able, he'd be here sweeping the floor or waiting on people. He loved waiting on people. He didn't care if it was a nickel's worth long. You know, he loved waiting on people and selling people something. He took pride in it. He wanted his business to look good, look clean, and be ready. Whatever the man, customer needed, he wanted to have it.
That's obviously what you can see that. I mean, you know, all kinds of good ranger that just walked in up there, and a good customer I know, and we may get him on the radio. He went the other way. He usually goes the other way when he sees McGarry.
Yeah, he's retired now. He's got the life of Riley now.
Not curing any country hams, are you, Riley?
Any country hams. We used to take him salt every week, ton of salt every week. You know, so, you know, we sell salt for smoking hams. You know, we sell apples, we sell tomatoes, so it's a diverse business. It goes a little bit of everything.
Yeah, Shane was telling us about the apples. He said, you guys get in these big tubs you've got here. You go through several of them a year, these Honeycrisp apples.
Yes, and two or three of them each week. You know, that's amazing. You know, and people call and want to know when we're going to get our apples.
Right.
And I have one, a pretty good sized farmer. When we get them, we'll take a bag to most of our bigger farmers. And we took one up to Katie's. And he called me and I thought, what's wrong? You know, you don't ever call me unless something's wrong. I just want to know where you got them apples that we took him. So that was a good call. And he didn't go with him. So
you like that? You like calls like that?
Yeah, we like calls like that. Yeah.
I think it's what it's old fashioned customer service, and that's what you got. You talk about the Akron family has always been known for that. You've obviously carried that tradition on in your 1 year work the last 50 years.
That's right. And I think our slogan is customer service since 1933. So, you know, that's what it's built on, and hopefully we'll continue that.
And odds are, if you need something hardware, I like the fact you're carrying lumber, where folks need a little piece of lumber or two, and for a project and. You know, sometimes you can't find it. You guys have got it, and it helps folks out from having to go and find no time where to get it.
Oh, yeah. Lumber, you know, we added it, and then now we're adding on to it. Twice we've done added on to the lumber. We're going to add to it again. We just did it. People have one or two pieces of lumber that needed it, but it's amazing. Saturdays, the work job they come up with, they need a little bit of lumber. And of course, they come in and buy hardware and screws to go with it. So it's worked out great, and we're going to expand that a little bit more.
That's good. We just made that announcement on the radio. Right. Now the Akron family, Paul can know that, right?
Yeah, he'll know that now, yeah.
He'll know that for sure. Gary, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate the great partnership here. It's speaking of things coming up, I see the toys over here. Christmas time will be here before you know it. If the kids or big kids like me need another toy, you got some toys.
Yes, we do. We trade in the John Deere and the Case. Most of them we can get, maybe even some bulldozer type stuff. But a lot of John Deere toys and a lot of Case IH toys. And it's amazing these grandpas like me don't say no to the grandkids. So that's who we cater to, is the grandpa. So works pretty good. They come in and buy whatever the kid wants.
Warren Beeler always said, he says,
Father, I said no all the time. He said, I'm a grandpa. He said, I'm out of those. It's all yes now.
That's right. My granddaughter told my wife, said, I don't want to go shopping. They don't go with Papa because he don't say no.
Yeah. So, we'll talk about that real quick before we finish up here. But you guys are great community partners. You guys get together with a farmer or a family in this community has a need. Odds are that you're there taking care of. Last time we were here, there'd been a house fire. Before we left, you had somebody up there helping them. But that's what you do here in a neighborhood like this, a community like this.
Oh, yeah. The community comes together. You know, anytime there's a tragic, you know, usually some of the community comes down and talks to us, and we kind of get it started and kind of lead it. But they do the work, and we just ask them. Like, we had the one in getting the guy's wheat in that passed away. The guys here that day telling me, hey, we'll bring any combine, any truck you need. Just tell me what you need. So we got it done in 3 days, you know. So it's amazing our community comes together like that.
That's what people around here do. That's just how it is. We appreciate you letting us come out. Always enjoy this. And can't wait to be back with you again. Of course, appreciate what you guys do and the way you take care of customers. That's a real key to taking care of customers. You guys put customers first, and that's much appreciated.
That's correct. Yes, and that's what the Ackers family wanted. And I heard Dean Ackers one day say, you know, you might not know much, but you're going to know that customer comes in the door, and you're going to call it my name. And we try to do that.
That's what we're all about. Of course, we're on WPKY 1580 AM and 103.3 FM for 4-H week here on WPKY. I'm Alan Watts.